Hey there, this is Audrey Russo from the Pittsburgh Tech Council.
And Jonathan Kirsting, bringing you Tech Vibe Radio here every single Friday night on KDKA, 1020 AM.
So we have some guests in the house, as always.
We do. We bring them in, and we're like, welcome to the house.
So who are we welcoming in tonight? I don't recognize these folks.
I've never seen them before in my life. Total strangers. Keith, who are you?
I am Keith Giuliani, CEO of Savvier Technology Solutions.
Absolutely. And you brought someone in with you, someone we've seen lurking around our studios before in the
past. I did. Mr. Christopher Evans.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Evans, Vice President for Savvier. How are you guys?
Very good. And we're so glad you guys stopped in tonight.
So yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this hidden jewel here.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, in the heart of Pittsburgh.
The heart of Pittsburgh.
Right? Yes, sir.
I was answering.
He's talking to me.
Well, we're already off to a roaring start tonight, kids.
Seriously, I was blown away when I went to have a visit over in the north side at what was happening in your humble abode. So let's talk about the work that you're doing, because I think there are people who would be, you know, really pleasantly surprised to know what you've been building for. Oh, I think it's over 15 years, right?
Yeah, 1997 was the founding of the company.
Mm-hmm. And what a good year that was.
Yeah, it's been quite the long journey. We've actually found ourselves a sweet spot as a technology shop. We've really found ourselves catering a lot to operations folks and marketing folks that really seem to own a lot of problems in businesses and need technology as a means to try to advance their business. And a lot of times in companies, we end up trying to bridge that gap between trying to make their problems understandable, the technology, and knowing how it can apply to help their problems.
Well, you've worked on so many different problems and so many different kinds of companies, and some companies that you've supported and some companies you can talk about and that you can't. If people are listening, what should they know about what you're doing?
Well, I think a good place to start, Audrey, is the fact that marketing folks, to Keith's point, kind of own the problem, and sales folks kind of own the problem with clients, trying to engage with users in different ways, trying to leverage the emerging changes.
So to get more customers.
Yeah, to get more customers or to get more information, more access to data to different people. Okay. That's really what we're about. And now the CMO, the chief marketing officer or head of marketing in any company, has more power than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And by power, what I mean by that is technology is influenced by these folks.
Well, tech is just driving it now.
It's absolutely right.
Well, it's all about information and what you're using to leverage that.
Yeah.
So are you seeing any patterns in any problems that you're, you know, exposed to? Are you seeing some themes?
Excellent question. It's incredible. We can service a whole wide array of customers, from nonprofits to global Fortune 50 organizations. And believe it or not, the problems are actually the same in all those companies.
Just number of zeros in front of
number
them.
Number of zeros.
Well, wait, so what does
incredible.
That mean? So can you drill down a little bit?
You would think that the real big companies, oh, they must have layers and layers of technology and layers of technologists that can help them solve those problems, right?
Right.
And so what do? They keep throwing money at it. And essentially that sometimes compounds the problems because a lot of those systems don't communicate with one another.
Right.
And conversely, it's the same way whenever you go into a small company. They mm-hmm. have smaller things and nonprofits. They'll maybe have QuickBooks and some over-the-shelf products that they have. But the problem is they're siloed in their information and that they don't get shared across the organization as well.
One of the things that I took away from the time that we met a few months ago was people don't know what questions to ask in terms of problems. So if I'm working in a company and I'm a chief marketing officer, I think I know what information we have.
Right, right, right.
But I don't even know how to ask some of the questions that might create some connections to other data sets or to other ways to shape the picture. And I think that's the value that you would bring to solving a problem. Because you can ask these questions when very often people are just throwing money at the problem and they don't even understand that the back end architecture actually needs to be either reassembled or disassembled.
That's a really good point. A lot of times when we meet a client, they don't have a specific reason for inviting us in. They
just say they have a martini.
I hope they do that. we would make an appointment quicker if they
yeah,
do.
I don't know why you're here, but let's right have in. A dry martini.
What I mean is a lot of times they have a laundry list of challenges that they're trying to work
okay,
on,
all right.
In particular on the business side.
Okay.
For example, they're trying to figure out some of the new ways to reach users. They're trying to do more with data. They're trying to understand that the old ways of measuring
right.
marketing success
doesn't
are
work,
gone.
Right?
It mm-hmm. doesn't work. It's not about click-throughs anymore. It's really about it's driving
not?
Revenue. It's not. So. For us, we just try to come in and take a listen, have them sort of sit on the couch and
take
tell
a
us.
Listen. So is that a Pittsburgh thing?
So you do therapy with martinis.
We give away listens and we give away martinis if need be. But we try to listen to what they're up to. And we try to understand the core crux of what's holding the business back. And from that, with no bias towards any particular technology or
right.
any particular
you can solve that problem.
We can solve
and
it.
I know that's a really good
right.
point, right? Because
yeah.
when you say that you're a technology company, and that you've had solutions, you really are able to go in and be wise about asking the right questions. And then when you start drilling down, you're able to make the connections, whatever that technology solution could be.
But I'll answer it this way.
All right.
A lot of times, it's not a technology question that we have to ask.
Okay.
Some of our customers, and they'll be very large companies. We do work for very large security companies.
Right.
I could go on and on in various mm-hmm. markets. A lot of the things are as simple as, all right, well, we send out over 200,000 invoices a week.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I let my customers now pay those electronically so I don't have to mail them anymore?
Wow. Yep.
And that's a problem. It's not necessarily that we have to come in waving the technology flag. You know, I always kind of like to say, hey, pretend like we're a long-lost uncle. You know, tell us what your opportunities are inside your
right.
business.
Wow, a long-lost uncle? Is that your tagline?
The uncle with the
don't pick on me too much.
He's
got
a martini.
I'm still an IT guy.
What I think is really interesting about your company is over the past 17, 18 years, you've been doing what you're doing so quietly over there in the north side. You've built a library of technology solutions
right.
that can be applied across
right.
all different companies based upon the, mm-hmm. the problem that needs to be solved. And you've got some of the smartest dudes working there, for lack of a better term, and to pick these solutions and apply them in the right way. So tell us more about this cadre of solutions that you have and how you're able to kind of scale them as needed.
Well, we kind of talked earlier about not really going in prescribing a given technology.
Right.
And to Keith's point, you see a lot of the same patterns in organizations of all sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we see that and we see an opportunity to build a proprietary product, oftentimes we have the option of retaining that solution and kind of the framework.
You
to
built
use
it
for other,
and you got the yeah, pieces, so they're there,
it,
ready
right.
to go.
And so you keep it. That's
yeah,
interesting.
In many cases, everything is case by case. But what we're able to do with this framework is often show up on a project site with a certain percentage of the solution already completed.
Exactly.
And that saves a lot of money for our customers.
For sure.
It saves a lot of time. And frankly, it gives us an opportunity to look more broadly at other strategic things that they'd like to accomplish.
Right.
When you have that framework.
So with that same budget, you can go deeper into that problem.
So what's interesting is, though, so many leaders in different companies, no matter what shapes and sizes, think that they have to go buy rather than, you know, sort of throw money at the same thing over and over again without standing back.
That's
because
right.
they don't know how to unravel that.
Yeah, another great point to that. A lot of large companies or even medium-sized businesses or small companies that end up already putting a lot of capital, both financial capital as well as human capital,
mm-hmm.
into these software systems that they end up buying. So they don't want to get rid of them, right? So if somebody spent a lot of money on SAP or somebody spent a lot of money on a version of Microsoft Dynamics or something like that. They're heavily invested in
right.
those pieces of software.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to augment those systems.
So they don't have
to
scrap it.
We are
right.
not
and
there
lose that
to get
investment.
Rid of
you can salvage that investment.
Exactly.
Anything,
yeah.
Right?
Actually, we can actually do even better than that. We might even be able to repurpose it for them.
Really?
Meaning,
wow.
maybe they're running some dated versions of those systems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times companies that maybe go through mergers and acquisition and things,
right.
and they're buying other companies, how do you get all their data rolled up into one system?
Wow.
See,
so
I would
there's
think
lots of ways we can help.
You're great partners for people who are involved in M&A and divestitures
Absolutely.
As well.
Ooh, for sure.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I think if there are people that are listening and know that they're looking for growth through acquisition, or there's certain parts of their businesses they need to divest. You'd be a great partner to be in there helping them really understand where's the win, you know, where's the opportunity for you to get rid of things and where can you optimize? Because those are the trickiest times in terms of really getting your return. So there's so many ways. So you're up there on the north side. We only have a few more minutes, but you're up there in the heart of the north
side,
right by
the
Penn Brewery.
Yeah, right upstairs.
I was in the Penn Brewery drinking beer looking for them.
Yes. It's a good lure.
I was like, where are they? Give me another beer. I know they're in here.
See, I told you
somewhere.
I told you we understand marketing.
Exactly.
You know, one last thing I'd add on that, Audrey, though, is it's also cool even for the small to medium business that's running Excel. We can oftentimes get rid of those spreadsheets by.
We love those spreadsheets.
I'm sure they'll still
be
so
a part
fun.
Of
we have
really
some right now
them.
That I need you to look at.
We'll take a look. But we certainly welcome all your listeners to come take a look at our site and come visit us. And, you know,
it's
just
right
talk to
above
us about
Penn
it.
Brewery.
That's
it's a beautiful
right.
space. They got a great view of the city.
You've been quietly
and
kicking
plenty
butt
of parking
for 17 years in Pittsburgh.
I know. It's great. So if they want to know more about your company.
We welcome them to go to www.savvior.com. Check us out on Facebook.
How do you spell it?
S-A-V-V-I-O-R.
There's two V's in there.
There's two V's for victory.
Thank you
twice.
So much for
not
taking the time.
Not messing around. Absolutely. Christopher
thank
Evans,
you both.
Keith Giuliani, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Totally stoked to have you guys in Pittsburgh. Keep doing what you're doing. Audrey, I tell you what, man.
I'm going back to the Penn Brewery.
You're going back to the Penn Brewery. Well, it is Friday night. It is like happy hour, so we should head over there right now, you know?
As long as someone drives me home.
As long as someone drives you home, it's all good. Just remind everybody, the Pittsburgh Technology Council loves helping technology companies succeed. We've been doing it for 31 years. Coming up on 32 big ones, Audrey. This is kind of crazy, but we love doing it. And learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Most importantly, Audrey, have an awesome weekend and a really cool Friday.
Take care.